الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. One of the qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Ar-Razzaq. Ar-Razzaq refers to that being that provides in abundance. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility of providing for every creation, whether mu'min, whether kafir, whether a person is a friend of Allah or the enemy of Allah ta'ala. Whether one is capable of earning or incapable of earning, Allah Ta'ala provides for one and all. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. The responsibility of sustaining every creature on earth rests with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is recorded in some narrations that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was returning from Madian with his wife on his way to Egypt, it was a very cold night, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam seen a fire in a distance. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to fetch some fire. Here he experienced the manifestation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He was given the opportunity to speak directly to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala had blessed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with nubuwwat, with prophethood, and sent Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to Egypt for the guidance of Fir'aun and his people. Whilst he was in communication with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he remembered his wife who was left all alone in the jungle. So the thought went through the mind of Musa alayhi salam that who is going to take care of her. To console him, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala instructed Musa alayhi salam to strike a huge rock that was in front of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with his staff. Musa alayhi salam acted on the instruction of Allah. He struck the rock. The rock split open, and in there was a second rock. He was then commanded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to strike the second rock. He struck the second rock and it split open. And there he finds a third rock. Allah Ta'ala commands him that strike the third rock, O Musa. When he struck the third rock and it split open, a little insect emerged with a green leaf in its mouth. What is the qudrat and what is the power of Allah Ta'ala? That within three rocks, there was an insect that was surviving. And Allah Ta'ala was providing that insect with fresh nourishment. Hazrat Maria radiallahu ta'ala anha, who later accepted Islam, says that when Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu was imprisoned in my home, one day I peeped through the crevices of the door and found that he possessed a bunch of grapes equal to the head of a human being in size. He was eating from it. According to my knowledge, she says that there was no grapes anywhere on the surface of the earth at that particular time. Yet Allah Ta'ala was providing him in imprisonment with fresh grapes, and how huge also. Similarly, when Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam would visit Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, while she was in the chambers of Baytul Muqaddas, he would find unseasonal fruit by Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمُ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. He said, O Maryam, that how are you getting this unseasonal fruit? قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. She said, this is from the side of Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sustains and gives risk to whomsoever Allah ta'ala wishes without any reckoning. So the responsibility of providing for the creation, this rests with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Today we have to educate our daughters, we have to send them to university, even though educating them comprise of so many wrongs and so many evils. But why do we have to educate them? So that they can be self-sufficient. Allah is the provider. Salah is made qada because the shop is very busy. If we have to close the doors for salah, the customers will buy elsewhere. And today it's a very competitive market. Whereas Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned the Quran Sharif, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. That command your family members to perform salah, and you also remain steadfast upon your salah. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. Allah ta'ala says that we don't ask you for risk. Your job is to perform salah. We do not ask you for risk. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُ. We will sustain you. We will give you your risk and sustenance. So from this verse, we understand that our responsibility is to obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and perform our salah. And the responsibility of risk, Allah ta'ala has taken on his shoulders. And another verse, Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created man and jinn except to worship me. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ. I do not require sustenance from them. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ. And I do not want them to feed me either. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ. Verily Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He is the sustainer. Sustenance comes from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ, He is a possessor of absolute power and Allah Ta'ala is most strong. So there is no need for us to worry about the economy of the country, the price of the currency, the price of food, etc. All this is fixed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses the Quraysh of Makkah and Allah Ta'ala says that you had enjoyed various bounties. What should you do? فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ, that they ought to worship the Rabb of this house, referring to Kaaba Sharif. They should worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. أَلَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ, that Allah who fed them in their hunger, and that Allah who gave them safety from fear. So we dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala gives us the understanding of this. What is the Qudrat of Allah? What is the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? And Allah alone is our sustainer.